Good morning. This is Mose, and I'm here to bring the daily inspirations for the seventh day of the month. And I would just like to speak a little bit this morning about guilt. And then, of course, I don't want to leave you guilty, but I also would like to speak about repentance. So, I do want to talk about both sides this morning. But in case you have any questions, any further questions, I should say, I would like to leave my phone number in case you might want to get a hold of me and ask further questions. 717-656-9576. I'll be glad to answer any questions that you might have. So I'd like to turn first this morning to Genesis 37. And let me just read right here in Genesis 37, verse 31. Says, and they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces, and Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave and unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt and unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and the captain of the guard. Now here you see that the children of Israel, all 10 of the children of Israel, there were 12, of course, but I believe you're familiar with the story, and I hope you are. And all 10 of the children of Israel were guilty, and they knew what they had done to Joseph. They knew that a wild beast had not killed Joseph, but that they had sold him. And they had been mean to him, and they sold him to these merchants that were traveling by. But they made it look to their father like he was killed by wild beasts. And the sorrow of Jacob, their father, and he refused to be comforted, it says. He mourned for many days for his son because he loved his son very much. And so he mourned. And here, the 10 children of Israel knew very well in their heart what happened to Joseph and that they maybe could go on the trail of these merchants and recover Joseph and bring him back to their father. But no, they kept this sin in their heart and they did not repent of it. But let's turn to Genesis 42:1 now. And it says here in Genesis 42:1, here they, Genesis 42:21, I'm sorry, 21. Then they said to one another, we are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us. This is now when Joseph was ruler in Egypt, and his brothers came before him, and he did not let himself be known to them right away, but he put them in prison. And I believe while in prison, they realized that they sinned. And they knew all this time that they had sinned, and they were wrong in selling Joseph like they did. And but now here they were suffering, and they blamed that suffering on the on their sin. And you know, I'm not sure when they actually repented, but in James, let's turn to James. Well, you know, first before we go to James, I'd like to just speak a little bit on the anguish of a soul, of a guilty soul. You know, we all know, we all can look back and at times when we were guilty, and we could not act right because we were guilty, and we felt this pain in our heart, and yet we refused to acknowledge it. We refused to come out with the truth. But that's what God wants. The only way to be set free of our guilt is not only to acknowledge it, but also to repent of it. Now, James 2:10, let's just take a look at that real quickly here. And I don't want to hold you too long here this morning, but I see time is flying by real quickly. James 2:10, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. So here we see, excuse me, that, you know, if we are guilty of one sin, we are guilty of the whole law. And that means condemnation. So if we have sin, like I said, the only way to clear ourselves from sin is to come and repent. Now, I'd quickly like to look at Matthew 27:3. Matthew 27:3 talks about Judas after he had betrayed Jesus. And Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. So did that clear Judas? He acknowledged his sin. He told the chief priests and elders that he's guilty. But you know what? That was not repentance. That was not repentance. That was not repentance that brought forgiveness. Even though, I'm not sure, maybe the Bible even calls it repentance to a degree, but it was not true repentance, for he did not. What do we do when we repent of something? Okay, let's say we have sinned against someone, and we feel bad, and we want to clear ourselves. What do we do? Think back, and maybe you stole something when you were at the store, and a piece of candy or something, you stuck it in your pocket, and you took it home, and what happened then? You were guilty. And even though, I mean, the candy didn't even taste good, right? When you ate it. And you finally just couldn't live with that guilt anymore. And you told your mom or your dad about it. And what did they do? They said, well, we have to go back to the storekeeper and we have to acknowledge, we have to tell him what we did. And we have to pay for that piece of candy. So that's repentance. That's teaching repentance. That's the only way to be cleared from our guilt, is to go back to the person that we have wronged And if the person is not living anymore, we can go to God. And of course, at the same time, when we go back to the person, we're also going to God, and we are truly sorry for our sin. Like Judas, yeah, he was sorry that that Jesus was being condemned. He thought he would be released, and he would actually, he thought he would use his power and get away from them, and then he had the money that the chief priests gave to him. But that's not repentance, you know. When we go back to the person and we truly are sorry, we oh my, I should not have done that. I really should not have done that. My, I'm so sorry. And we, in our heart, we realize how guilty we are and how great a sin we have committed. Even though it was just a little thing, like taking candy, you know, it worked in our heart. And we were guilty. And we realized, we came to the place where we realized that we had not only sinned against the storekeeper, but we sinned against God, because God said in the Old Testament, thou shalt not steal. And so, anyway, there is forgiveness. And I'd like to look at Matthew 27:3. It says, well, no, that we already looked there. Acts 2:38. Let's look at Acts 2:38. And yes, Acts 2:38. Let me see if I can find that here. Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. So if we come to Jesus, if we recognize our sin and we come to Jesus and we repent, then we can be forgiven. We turn away. When we repent, we truly are sorry for our sins, and we turn away, and we walk the opposite direction. Now, if Judas would have come back to Jesus and said, oh, I'm so sorry. I really should not have. You know what? Here's what I did. I went to the chief priests and they paid me money. But I'm so sorry. You know, I gave that money back to the chief priests, and they took the money back, but I'm coming to you, Jesus, now, and I'm confessing that I have sinned against you. And what do you think Jesus would have done? I believe that Jesus would have put his hand out to Judas, and he would have said, I forgive you. I forgive you. And Judas could have gone from there with a clear heart. And so that's what we need to do. And many times we make, in our own hearts, we make it so much harder than it really is. You know, we imagine all kinds of things. So, oh, what if we go back to this storekeeper and he gets mad at us and, you know, oh, I don't want to do it. Oh, and but, you know, when we finally get down to it and we do it, then what a weight is gone from off our backs, and we are free. Once again, we're free. In Acts 3:19, it says, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. You know, now that we have confessed and we have brought it out, we have confessed our sins, and it's no longer hidden. Our sins are blotted out so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. You know, it's such a refreshing time when we actually confess our faults one to another. And that's, we could go to James and look at that, and where James says, confess ye your faults one to another that ye may be healed. There's a tremendous healing that comes from confessing our sins and turning away from them and repenting, true with true repentance. And we're truly sorry for what we did. There's so much healing, and so it's such a good feeling to be free from that sin. And now, maybe tomorrow I will look at the idea of a little bit more, you know, overall, where we are all guilty, and we have all sinned, and we need to come to Jesus Christ to be cleansed from that sin. We're guilty. And so, but I don't have enough time to go into that this morning. May God bless you, and come back again tomorrow morning and see what God has for us tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and you have a great and wonderful day. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for your grace and love to us. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that there is repentance and that we can repent from our sin. We don't have to wallow in our sin. We don't have to go hang ourselves like Judas did, but we can come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can confess our sins before our Heavenly Father, before God, the Holy One, and we confess our sins to man. And oh, what a clearing that gives us. What a blessing it is to just have everything uncovered and open. And what a blessing. And Heavenly Father, I pray that if I have sinned against you today, that you would reveal the sin to me so that I can repent, so that I can change my heart and come to you in full remorse and sorrow, and I might repent and be set free, because you want to forgive us. Thank you for that forgiveness that comes through Jesus Christ and the precious blood that was shed at the cross. Amen. God bless you all, and you have a wonderful day.